KJAN Sports.
It's time for a check of sports. Our sports update brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, the Drake Relays getting underway today for the high school students. There's a whole bunch of high school activities going on today in Des Moines. Here's a look at the schedule and some of those area participants. At 9:30 this morning, they'll start some of the field events. The girls' discus will go this morning. Haley Seidler of Underwood, Kelsey Fields of Creston participating in that event. Chloe Largent of ACGC will participate in the girls' high jump also at 9:30 this morning. Shortly after that, about 9:43 this morning, the preliminaries in the girls' 4x100 meter will be held. Lewis Central, Nottoway Valley among the teams involved there on the girls' side. At 10 o'clock this morning, the boys' shot put will get started. Hunter Deo of Lewis Central, Trey Melby of Logan Magnolia, Lane Pryor of Woodbine all participating. The boys' 4x100 meter relay preliminaries will get underway just after 10 o'clock with Glenwood and Underwood having teams involved there. In the girls' 100 at 11:17 this morning, Jaden Sellers of Panorama will participate. The boys' 100 will include Aiden Hall of Harlan and Braden Woolen of Underwood. That's just before 11:30. Also at 11:37 this morning, the boys' distance medley relay team from Lewis Central will be participating in that event. Jaden Sellers of Panorama will run the girls' 400 just before noon today. Shortly after the noon hour, Braden Woolen of Underwood will run in the boys' 400 meters. Also, one this afternoon, the boys' high jump will include Noah James of Trainer, Isaac Jones of Clarinda, and Brogan Allensworth of Riverside. Also, at 1 o'clock, the boys' discus today has Lane Pryor of Woodbine involved. The boys' 4x200 meter relay team from Trainer will run this afternoon. That event gets underway at 1:18. At 1:30 this afternoon, the girls' shot put event will get underway with a bunch of area participants, including Molly Vantiger of CAM, Kenzie Sean of Kemper Catholic, Zoe Russ of Underwood, Sarah Morales of Shenandoah, and Kelsey Fields of Creston. At 1:30 this afternoon, also the girls' long jump getting going with Maddie Bergman of Lewis Central and Maddie Fry of Nottoway Valley participating. Also, Nottoway Valley's Maddox DeVault will run in the girls' 100 hurdles. That's just after 1:30 this afternoon. That'll be followed by the boys' 110 hurdles. Sid Schaff of Trainer and Noah James of Trainer will run in that event. Just after 2 o'clock this afternoon, it's the boys' 800 meters. Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic will be participating in that event. Just after 2:20 this afternoon, the boys' 400 hurdles will be held. Connor McKee of CAM, Gavin Smith of Audubon, Noah James of Trainer, and Sid Schaff of Trainer will be among a strong field in that event. Also at 2:49 this afternoon, the girls' 4x400 meter relay event will be held with Harlan and Panorama, each with teams there. And just after 3 o'clock, the boys' 4x400 meter relay will include teams from Underwood and Trainer. Again, the Drake Relays High School Division getting underway today in Des Moines. Iowa State forward George Condit IV will again don the jersey of Puerto Rico this summer as the country attempts to qualify for the 2021 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Condit, who recently completed his junior season at Iowa State but still has 2 years of eligibility remaining, will practice with the Puerto Rican men's national team from June 1st through the 10th in Puerto Rico. The team will then play practice games in Greece and Croatia before heading to Serbia for the Olympic qualifying tournament from June 29th to July 4th. Puerto Rico will compete for one spot in the Olympics among five other teams, the Dominican Republic, Italy, the Philippines, Senegal, and Serbia. Puerto Rico's group will include Italy and Senegal, with the top two teams advancing to bracket play. Condit has played internationally for Puerto Rico in the past. In the summer of 2018, he played for the under-18 FIBA Americas Championship, averaging just about 12 points and 7 rebounds, along with 3 block shots, while helping his team to a fourth-place finish. Minnesota prep standout Eli King felt the time was right to commit to Iowa State. The 6'3 guard from Caledonia, Minnesota, is ranked as the number 2 prospect in Minnesota's class of 2022.
I think there's a lot of different reasons, but I'd say the main thing was my relationship with Coach Schatz and the way I've known him through the past few years and his gameplay style that he wants and his vision for me there.
King's older brother played for Cyclone coach T.J. Otzelberger at South Dakota State.
He spent the year and a half before that probably recruiting Owen, and then so I got to know him a little bit then, and then while he was there for the year together with Coach Otz, I really got to know him.
King says he feels the Iowa State program is the right fit.
I was very confident in my decision, and I had taken the time and the steps I thought that I needed to, and they were the school that stood out to me the most, and that's the school I felt the most comfortable making the decision with. So it wasn't like I had to get it over with now, but it also is nice to get it out of the way and just focus on Iowa State now.
King missed his junior season with a knee injury. A redshirt senior, Ben Norman, has been a big part of a run by the Iowa baseball team to fourth place in the Big Ten race. The Des Moines native leads the Hawkeyes with a .319 batting average and also has 9 homers and 30 RBIs. He was named the Big Ten's Player of the Week for his performance at Rutgers.
He's been outstanding for us all season. Also playing great defense in center field, captain, leader, just doing everything that he needs to do to help the team win right now, and that's a great thing to see.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller, who says Norman's leadership has been a plus. He says his jump in power numbers is related to pitch selection.
He's really done a good job of laying off pitches that traditionally have got him in trouble. He's only swinging at the pitches that he can really hammer, and when he does swing, he's getting his best swing off, and it's just been a lot of fun to see.
The Hawkeyes will be at home this weekend to play Maryland and Northwestern. In Major League Baseball, Max Scherzer struck out 9 in 6 scoreless innings to move up to number 21 on the career K's leaderboard, and Alex Avila drove in the game's lone run with one of his 2 doubles, helping the Washington Nationals edge the St. Louis Cardinals 1-0. Scherzer retired 12 of the last 13 batters and got his first win of the season. Salvador Perez hit a game-ending RBI single, and the Kansas City Royals avoided a sweep by topping the Tampa Bay Rays 9-8. Jorge Soler, Hunter Dozier, and Carlos Santana homered for Kansas City, who trailed 6-3 heading into the bottom of the 7th inning as they pick up that victory. Elsewhere in baseball, the A's beat the Twins in 10 innings, 13-12. Phillies over the Giants 6-5. Brewers beat the Padres 4-2. Pirates over the Tigers 3-2. The Marlins beat the Orioles 3-0. Rockies over the Astros 6-3. Diamondbacks beat the Reds 5-4 in the completion of that suspended game. And then the regular game saw the D-backs win again in 10 innings, 8-5 over the Reds. Rangers beat the Angels 7-4. Blue Jays over the Red Sox 6-3. Cubs pounded the Mets 16-4. Braves over the Yankees 4-1. And the Indians postpone Wednesday night's game against the White Sox because of snow and cold weather. Those teams will make up the postponement on Chicago's next visit to Cleveland, playing a traditional doubleheader on May 31st. Iowa's John Wagoner hopes to step up for a Hawkeye defensive line that lost several key players from last season. The Dowling Catholic product is a likely starter at defensive end after a sophomore season in which he was limited to just 4 games.
I battled COVID in the middle of the season, so I had to overcome some adversity, but, over the years, I've gotten a lot of reps, and I've learned a lot from the guys ahead of me. I'm just trying to keep taking each opportunity as it comes and keep getting better.
He says he's been forced to be patient while playing behind more than a half dozen players who are or will be on an NFL roster.
I tried to look at those opportunities in the past as, opportunities to learn from guys that have done it before. I just took it each day, saw each day as an opportunity to get better, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. We've got, I think, 5 more opportunities, so just keep improving.
It's the second straight season that the Hawkeyes have been forced to rebuild the defensive line, but Wagner says the expectations will remain the same.
I mean, the bar is definitely high, and we want to carry that on, but at the end of the day, we say this all the time, we're building the 2021 defensive line, and, we want to be as good as we can be as a unit. We just try to focus on improving each day, taking each opportunity as it comes.
Spring drills for the Hawkeyes run through May 1st. University of Iowa's Mark Long has declined the opportunity to continue as the head coach of the Hawkeye swimming and diving program. Long completed his 17th season at Iowa during the 2020-21 season. The Hawkeyes had a total of 5 student-athletes qualify for the men's and women's NCAA championships during the 2021 season, and redshirt junior Alexei Tarasenko has posted a qualifying time to represent Kazakhstan in the Olympics in Tokyo. During his tenure as Iowa's head coach of both the men's and women's programs, Long has coached 53 All-Americans and 169 school records have fallen. Iowa's also had 450 student-athletes automatically or provisionally qualify for the NCAA championships. The program has posted 13 top 40 finishes since 2004. And the Indianapolis 500 plans to host 135,000 spectators next month, which would make it the largest sporting event in the world since the pandemic. The number was determined after Indianapolis held the NCAA men's tournament without a significant spike in COVID-19 cases in that city. That's Check of Sports here this morning.